Oh, nice.
Gee, I heard him do that. That was my favorite.
He was going after something, he was stirred up.
When I did this, like, when that guy came on, they were both at him.
That was stupid thing, really. That's cool.
When you get between that buffalo and that meat, did you see it?
Yeah.
You know what, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Heard a lot of people.
I wouldn't have taken care of my car.
Yeah, okay.
Can't take it back now. I like the timing system. I like that.
But I, when we went out, when I went after.
Y'all ready?
Y'all ready?
Bring it.
Okay, let's go live. Okay, it is 6 o'clock PM on Tuesday, July 28th, 2026. We'll call the common council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Fargo.
Here.
Romano.
Here.
Weagle.
Here.
Parkland.
Here.
Adamson.
Present.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on July 14th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Chad. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, we'll open the floor for public comment. Seeing that there's no one from the public here, we'll keep moving. Next up is Ordinance 2026-26. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2026-26 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-26 is an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, pledging general revenues to lease rental bonds of the Columbia City and Building Corporation.
So remember, this is the second reading of this ordinance that we had last time. Any questions, comments, concerns since the last time? Hearing none, could I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2026-26 on second and final reading?
Second.
Motion by Dan.
Second.
Okay, second by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Ordinance 2026-27. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tad, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance 2026-27 by title only.
Ordinance 2026-27, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R1 Single Family Residential District to the GB General Business District.
This is also a second reading, I believe, correct?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Ryan, seconded by Brent. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Kelly.
Yeah, our concrete crew finished another 50-50 sidewalk on at 307 North Washington Street beside Mr. Bachman's house.
Got about the whole block done now.
I know, getting there. Yeah, been getting a lot of those this year. It's been good to see people reaching out for that. So we potentially have another one maybe on West Market Street coming up. And then Jason and Tony worked on this ADA ramp at Market and Line today in the northeast corner was damaged last winter, and they took care of that one today. We put some riser rings and some manhole lids on Main Street to try to help with, they were kind of low, so we got a couple more of them we're going to try to target and help with that a little bit. M-Tech was down looking at our televising truck today. We had a low voltage problem with it, and I think we got that corrected. So we can get back into that. We got four guys working in the alleys, trimming limbs back out of the alleyways that are hitting cars and that type of stuff. And we're going to transition into the streets before school gets started for buses and things like that. And met with ANZ last week on our community crossings streets to look at some of the streets that are going to need patch areas done to them. That's all I have right now.
Question to Kelly.
I just want to, again, say what a great job those guys do. I talked to both my neighbors. They are just thrilled with, one, how the guys, how professional they were. One, what a good job they did. So, again, thanks, guys. That was awesome experience.
Thank you. Chip?
Been working with the mayor and Marcia and Leslie and a couple other attorneys on getting two areas set up for a TIF. It's been quite time-consuming. Also, Westgate, we had a meeting. We are waiting on NIPSCO. If NIPSCO gets there soon, we can start Westgate construction on phase three. Amphitheater, working on that, getting very close, hopefully having a GMP by the end of middle of next month. No.
Yes.
September.
It'll be the end of September. I told you August. It's actually September.
I told him August, so I'll take the point. So. Jail. Jail. We have several interested parties, so we are going to do some interviews here next coming weeks for that. And last council meeting, after the last council meeting, the CIP committee approved going ahead and making the kitchen fully having it where we can do everything we want to do. We did find out, though, that we need a state permit for the hood, so I'm going to start working on that here next week. So, mayor's been keeping me busy with getting the downtown and streets ready for AIM, so it's been a busy couple weeks.
Talk about the test kitchen, by the way, not the kitchen. Question to Chip. Thank you, Matt.
The guys worked hard last weekend to keep City Slam going. That was the softball tournament fundraiser that we held. This coming weekend, we're having the baseball fundraiser. So we'll be hard working, doing drags and things for that weekend. I'm making some signs for the mountain bike trails. The mountain bike trails are all volunteer, and they cut them back, and they coordinate together. But so many people don't know how to get a hold of them. So I've gotten a hold of Ashley, and I'm going to make a sign that says that they're maintained by the volunteers, and if you'd like to help out, and then we're going to put a QR code in the bottom that takes them to the volunteers' Facebook page, so they automatically go into and see the thread of, hey, I did this on this corner, and so on and so forth. And JFL equipment pass-out was last weekend, and as I mentioned in Board of Works, I mentioned to Coach Fox that our scoreboard at Eagle Park was not working correctly. He knew of one that was working, so we've collaborated together, and we should be putting up a 2013 scoreboard that's LED instead of having the 1997 scoreboard that's currently there, and then that'll help us to be able to move forward. And other than that, it's just day-to-day stuff.
Question to the map. Thank you. Sean.
So the city tree stumps have all been ground at this point. New grow stump grinder we got, it works really well. So that's actually cut down on the amount of dirt we have to bring back in, because it does grind it up so fine that we can use that as the fill. We'll be seeding and installing those very shortly. Kind of waiting for a little more rain in the forecast before we put seed down. Guys been out doing some tree trimming as well, trimming away from our power lines. Kind of behind on that with all the poles we've had to change out. We're still changing poles too on a daily. So they're still working on that. I met with Matt today trying to start the engineering design, burying the overhead primary distribution on Eagle Park's north side, going around to the aquatics facility. It's all overhead. I record all of our outage and overtime data and have put it on sort of a heat map. And this area showed a lot of outages, a lot of infrastructure, a lot of overtime dollars spent there. So we're going to designate some money towards burying that long term. That'll be very beneficial for our reliability and our budget as well. So we're going to start looking at that. It's not going to be a small or a cheap project, but again, reliability, safety, and cutting down on the overtime hours will make it well worth it. Next Tuesday, I fly out to New York City with the IMPA Executive Board. We have our annual bond rating agency meetings. We're meeting in the financial district with S&P, Moody, and Fitch. As you guys may remember, last time we did this, we were able to increase our bond rating. With that, we saw an immediate $6 million savings in our bonding. And as the mayor asked in the Board of Works meeting, how that benefits Columbia City. Well, first of all, we go there to tell them our successes in Columbia City. That's where I'm in New York City talking to these people about what we've done, how we've done it successfully. And that helps us as an IMPA, helps our rating go up, which also helps us keep our rates low. So we're buying an average of 1% to 3% increase of rates every year, whereas across the state you're seeing 20, 25% increase in electric rates. So us saving money on the bonding makes us be able to sell power back to Columbia City at a cheaper rate, helping our customers' rates stay lower. So we'll be doing that next week. Hopefully we get another increase. We'll see.
Question of Sean. Thank you, Mike.
The altitude valve at the North Tower has been replaced and hooked up. It's computer operated instead of the way it used to be. We can throttle it down, so instead of it's 0 to 100%. So once we get the South Tower done, we'll be able to throttle them down so that the towers fill up at the same rate instead of filling the ones in town first and then the one east. It'll do it at the same rate. Just makes our options a little better. Also that the high service pump number 3 has been pulled out to be rebuilt. As soon as it gets back, then we're going to pull high service pump 1 and have it rebuilt.
Question for Mike. Thank you. Mike.
Site work started at Irish Gun lift station for the new control panel. We got staff sealing the asphalt drives at the lift stations, and we're still waiting on blower quotes to see if we can move forward with that project or not. That's it.
Questions of Mike. Thank you. Gary.
Officer Didin, Officer Blocker continued to do well in FTO. They'll be starting their last phase next month, which they're progressing well, like I said. Seeing the issues where they should be completed with FTO next month and be all on the road by themselves and going good. So, 4-H fair went well. Had a few accidents down there, criminal mischief incident, but overall it's been a fair week. Members of Whitley County will be here at downtown from 5 to 8 on Saturday, and Whitley Resource Fair, which is hosted by the Woodland Senior Center. Be out at ISMS, which is Indian Springs Middle School, Saturday as well. And Officer Brandon could be out there doing a drone demo. And we had a couple of traumatic incidents over the last couple of weeks here in the city, and our department's been just dealing with that. So dispatch is doing good.
Questions of Gary. Thank you. Leslie.
AYDS Summit in French Lick this year, September 29th through October 1st. So reservations open up on the 12th. Sally and I will be waiting with bated breath on the phone. So, and we do that because we have so many going. Need to know by the 7th if you will be attending so that we can get you on the list, because Sally does half, I do the other half, because we have to do it by individual. So it's very tasky. But again, September 29th through October 1st. Board of Works approved a memorandum of understanding with the county for the Baker Tilly expenses for the MUST meetings. So we will end up paying 28.9% of the total cost. We've already paid $2,500, so that will come off of our total cost fee. But making really good progress in the MUST meetings. I was telling the mayor, I think that if we do not have a decision by August 12th meeting, we'll have a final decision at that following meeting. So been really good to collaborate with everybody in the county, having the school systems there, having libraries there, having the townships there. It's been really eye-opening to see some numbers, but we're making really good traction. So fingers crossed, we're closer. That's it.
Thank you. Tomorrow night, Columbia City, I guess, am hosting the AIM Board of Directors So we'll probably have 60 or 80 people here. I'm going to be downtown for a little while, and then go, and we'll have some trolley tours, and then go out to Eagle Glen and do some socialization out there. And then on Thursday morning, we'll have the actual board of directors meeting out there. So opportunity for us to get to show off our city a little bit. So appreciate our staff who have tried to make sure that we're tip-top shape and all that kind of fun stuff. So so that's good. I will say Chip did do some improvements to Oakey Alley. They are not permanent, but there are some of them are not permanent. So there are some improvements to Oakey Alley. The trees that are planned for Oakey Alley are, they have arrived in the country. They have not arrived to Columbia City yet. So appreciate Chip pivoting.
Are there temporary trees there now?
I don't know. Chip, are there temporary trees there now?
A couple Christmas trees?
Yeah. They're a little dead.
What country did they show up?
Don't worry about it.
So, anyways, appreciate Chip
putting the wrong
on that. So, yeah. Besides that, again, we can just work on a thousand different things. So, Dan. Jennifer.
Okay.
Okay. Tad.
I have nothing.
Yeah.
Brent.
Yeah.